listening to All Things Folk on WRCT Pittsburgh. All Things Folk is a program dedicated to traditional contemporary folk music, acoustic blues, and Americana, and it airs each and every Sunday, live from the WRCT studios on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. My name's Ken Battista. Again, thanks for spending some time with me on this Sunday afternoon. Today's a special edition for Father's Day. We're going to begin hour three. We're going to hear from Daryl Scott, but in keeping with my theme on today's broadcast, we're going to hear from his father. This is Wayne Scott.
As I look back on some bitter years, some things don't mean a thing. Like chasing women, writing songs, riding trucks and old freight trains. When I reach back for happy thoughts of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty, and this I kept remembering as we gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds up on the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. Heart with happiness the way that he feels mine, but you just can't make up 10 lost years in just 3 hours time. Reflections called for happy thoughts, and when it does, well, I've got one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. From the mouths of little children comes truth and honesty, and this I kept remembering as we gathered autumn leaves. When memory feeds up on the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. When memory feeds up on the past of things that I have done, one thing that I remember most was a Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son. Sunday with my son.
He sang a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me. I was born and raised in my father's house, can catching rain in the kitchen. He said a good song never comes to those who chase, it comes to those who listen. So I'd listen to him. Waking up in the middle of the night, I know he thought we were sleeping. And with an old melody and a guitar in hand, somewhere between dreaming and weeping, sing a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me. I grew up quick in my father's house. Mama, she gave him no daughters. Just look in the eye of a woman in need to be free of a love grown. daughter. So she hit the road in a Galaxy 4, the one that my daddy had bought her. And she crossed the tracks and she never looked back. She was humming a song he had taught her, sing a walk on the wild side. That's the lifetime of me. There was this big black trunk in my father's house where he kept the ledgers he'd write in. So I broke into it before I moved out to see if I could find out more about him. And there were letters written, never sent to my mom, but it's a wonder it never killed him. And there was lines and songs and poetry, damn near as good as Hank Williams. Sing a walk on the wild side, last a lifetime with me.
Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m.
My father, he could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor fall and rot slowly on the ground. His work is almost over. It won't be long, he won't be around. I love my father, he could use some mercy now. My brother, he could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom, shackled to his fears and his doubts. Pain that he lives in is almost more than living will allow. Well, I love my brother, and he could use some mercy now. Country, they could use a little mercy now. As they sink into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out. And they carry the weight of the faithful as they follow. country, and they could use some mercy now. Yeah, I love my church and country, they could use some mercy now. Yeah, we could use a little mercy now. We may not deserve it, but we need it anyhow. We hang in the balance between hell and hallowed ground. Every single one of us could use some mercy now. Yeah, we all could use some mercy now.
As a boy, just 10 years old, fishing with my uncle on Lake Champlain. He got a call real late one night, took me down to a homebound train. He said, son, your daddy's not well, he needs you home. He needs you now. He knew much more than he would tell. It made no difference anyhow. I sat all night on the homebound train. I saw my daddy in my mind, and how it happened and I can't explain. I saw him wave and leave me behind. Just 10 years old on a homebound train, I said my prayers as children do, like a song you sing to an old refrain. Please God, it's up to you. I dream the train dropped me off, broken clouds and a glimpse of a star. There stood Mama and there stood Sue, and there was Dad party in the car. I dreamed he held me while I cried, saying it's all right, son, I'm still here. His big arm around my shoulder, his shirt sleeve to dry my tears. Train pulled in, I climbed down. Clouds so low, no sign of a star. There stood Mom and there stood Sue. I sat there alone in the back of the car. It started to rain as we pulled away. Rain so hard with the wind so cold. Streets so empty and the sky so gray. Daddy was gone and I was 10 years old.
Tom Paxton, Homebound Train from Looking for the Moon. It's on Appleseed Recordings. Joe Crookston before that with a Mary Gaucher song, Mercy Now. It's from Darkling and the Bluebird Jubilee. It's on Milagrito Records. And we heard from Daryl Scott, My Father's House. It's found on Family Tree and Sugar Hill Records. And we heard from his father, Wayne Scott. Sunday with My Son. That's from This Weary Way on Daryl's label, Full Light Music. This is a special edition, All Things Folk, celebrating Father's Day. Songs about, by, and for dads throughout the entire program. My name's Cam Batiste, and again, thanks for keeping me company on this Sunday afternoon. More music coming your way. This is Mark O'Connor. Connor from Markology 2 on OMAC Records. Up next, Cher Wheeler.
Shadow of the Great World War. school. And would you tell me once again the tales of granddad's hired men and how they drove the old
WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Does a wallet good. And the rider chilled in the molding tray, in the stinking heat of the iron foundry, my old man was made. Down on his knees in the molding sand, he wore his trade like a company brand. He was one of Cyclops' smoky band. Yes, that was my old man. Man wasn't really old, it was just that I was young, and anyone or 12 years old was halfway to the tomb. He was loyal to his workmates all his life, gave over his pay pack to his wife, would have a few jars on a Saturday night. Yes, that was my old man. Was a union man, worked hard all his days. He understood the system and was wise to the boss's ways. He said, if you want what's yours by right, you'll have to struggle with all your might. They'll rob you blind if you don't fight them. That was my old man. Proud old man at home on the foundry floor, until the day they laid him off and showed him out the door. They gave him his card, said times are slack, we found a machine that has the knack of doing your job, so don't come back. The end of my old man. Man was 51. What was he to do? A molding craftsman on the dole in 1952. He felt he'd given all he could give, so he did what thousands of others did. He abandoned hope and the will to live. It killed him, my old man. Your old man, and my advice to you, my child, is to fight back while you can. Beware of the man with the silicon chip. Hold on to your job with a good firm grip, 'cause if you don't, you've cashed your chips the same as my old man. 'Cause if you don't, you've cashed your chips the same as my old man.
And faded, and the toe might have a hole. You might replace the laces when they got too short for time. I told my dad that new boots were the thing that he should try, and I put a new box on the closet shelf. It held the new Dad couldn't bring himself to lose the old ones. He said they suited him just fine. He said that holding on to old things was like holding on to time. My father wore his boots like my father wore his clothes. My mother mended ribs and My mother patched the holes. My father had his father's tools, simple, strong steel. My father seldom hugged me, but I'd know just how he'd feel. I had a new box on the closet shelf, held the new boots, but Dad couldn't bring himself to lose the old ones. He said they suited him just fine. He said that holding on to old things was like holding on to time. My father saved his money, but he was bad at spending it. But there was good food on the table for my mother and us kids. And we'd travel around this country in that old red camper bus. It wasn't things he bought us, it was the experience. And I put a new box on the closet shelf. It held the new boots, but Dad couldn't bring himself to lose the old ones. He said they suited him just fine. He said that holding on to old things was like holding on to time. I was thinking just this morning, I need a new pair of jeans. And I thought about my father and a lot of little things. About the day he left us, it was not quite in the fall. I remember walking through his house and taking in it all. Just inside the front door, his old boots against the wall. I opened up the closet door, and this is what I saw. I saw a new box on the closet shelf. It had the new boots, but Dad couldn't bring himself to lose the old. He said they suited him just fine. He said that holding on to old things was like holding on to time.
Heard from Tim Grimm, New Boots from The Little In Between, it's on Vault Records. James Keelan, My Old Man from Road on High Tone Records. Susan Werner, El Dorado from Flyover Country, that's self-produced. And Cher Wheeler, 75 September's, a song about her father. Different Stripe, sort of a best of album on Philo Records. Behind me now, Mark O'Connor. The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Why rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell a story of someone? Today, in the United States, companies are struggling to fill more than 4 million entry-level positions. And because of outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent, 6 million young adults. Despite their motivation, loyalty, and hard work, the grads of life lack opportunity, often because they have yet to earn traditional credentials employers value. So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look into grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. Listening to All Things Folk on WRCT. This is Tret Fury.
My daddy was so cool, first in family to high school. He'd never rest till he aced each test, but baseball was his golden rule. My father loved the game, a big town hero with small town fame. He'd block the plate, seal the runner's fate, but baseball was his middle name. Keep your eye on the ball, keep your feet firmly planted. Take that swing when the pitch feels right. Trust your instincts, trust your truth. Hit that ball just like Babe Ruth. My father taught us lessons from home plate. My daddy was so neat, and his temperament was soft and sweet. A boy well groomed, the girls would swoon, his dapper ways and dancing feet. Out in the Chevrolet, off to the dance the band would play. He'd spin and twirl those pretty girls, and he'd dance a swing to the light of day. Keep your ear to the beat, keep your feet firmly planted. Take that dance when the song feels right. Trust your instincts, trust the air. Swing that date like Fred Astaire. My father taught us lessons from home plate.
Table in the cellar, every night just after dinner, is to let me be the winner. The ones that could get over the net, he'd pretend like he could not get. Deliberately he hit them wide and only barely missed the side. And everything he'd hit real soft, he would turn it on and off just to show me that he could. He'd almost hit one through the wood. My daddy was a champion, me, I was his only son. He taught me everything he knew, and I've shown him a thing or two. He played the ball with lots of spin, taught me how to serve like him. I was 11, maybe 10, starting to play a little better then. But then I started talking trash, and finally he'd met his match. 16, maybe 17, taught as a net that was between us. He'd slam one, and I'd slam one. He'd slam one, I'd slam one. He'd slam another, and I'd slam another. Back and forth attacking each other, and it was spinning counterspin. Neither could let the other win. Things would never be the same when I learned to beat him at his game. Now we play like gentlemen, volley back and forth again. Neither of us keeping score, we don't need to anymore. Now I don't want to slam at all, don't want him to have to chase the ball. Let's just keep this thing in play, that's the whole point anyway.
Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, an eclectic folk and roots program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and www.wrct.org.
Hello there, little girl. Welcome to the world. I'm the one who's driving you backwards down the road. You were born with your eyes open. Soon enough you cried them closed. It's a mean old world, yes I know. And who am I to say it's all right? Hello there, little girl, I'm your dad. Hello there, little girl, welcome to the world. I'm the one who keeps checking you when you're sleeping. Now you're lying there so quiet in the middle of the night. I just want to make sure that you're still breathing. And who am I to say hush now? Sang to you so your mama could get some sleep. When you were kicking so hard inside her, we could almost see your feet. Hello there, little girl. Welcome to the world. I'm the one who's singing you this song. It's 3 a.m., your mom's asleep. You're wide awake here next to me. I guess I'll remember this my whole life long. And who am I to say this old life, it ain't so bad. Hello there, little girl, I'm your dad. Times I ever had. Hello there, little girl, I'm your dad.
Ever made, it was probably forged in hell. My father was a good man. He was a lawyer by his trade, and And only once did I ever see him misuse the blade. Well, it almost cut his thumb off when he took it for a tool. Now, the knife was made for darker things. It could not bend the rules. Well, he let me take it camping once on a Boy Scout jamboree. I broke a half an inch off trying to stick it in a tree. Well, I hid it from him for a while, but the knife and he were one. And he put it in his bottom drawer without a hard word once. There it slept, there it stayed for 20 some odd years. Sort of like Excalibur, except waiting for a tear. My father died when I was 40. I couldn't find a way to cry. Not because I didn't love him, not because he didn't try. Well, I'd cried for every lesser thing, whiskey, pain, beauty. But he deserved a better tear, and I was not quite ready. So he took his ashes out to sea, poured them off the stern, and then threw the roses in the wake. Everything we'd learned. And when we got back to the house, oh, they asked me what I wanted. Not the law books, not the watch. Oh, I need the thing he's haunted. Oh, my hand burned for the Randall knife there in the bottom drawer. And I found a tear for my father's life. All that it stood for.
Waiting in heaven. and bring back the gold to your hand. If God would but grant me the power just to turn back the pages of time, I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
For me today, we heard from Gene Autry, that silver-haired daddy of mine. Guy Clark with Randall Knife, that's found on The Craftsman, it's on Philo Records, and Merle Haggard, Proud to Be Your Old Man, it's from an Anti-Records release titled If I Could Only Fly. We heard from Rod McDonald, I'm Your Dad, from A Tale to Americas on Wind River Records, and Chuck Brodsky, The Point, from Tulips for Lunch, some Waterbug Records, and on her own label, Tomboy Girl Records, we heard from Trett Fury, Lessons from Home Plate. That's from her release, Roses in November. Well, that wraps today's show up, a special edition, Songs About, By, and For Fathers for Father's Day. I'm going to be traveling for a few Sundays, but Mando Richard is going to sit in for me and keep you company so the music never stops here on WRCT Pittsburgh. See you on the radio. Thanks for listening.
Gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a plus.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.